may not believe this tonight, but guys, that's pretty encouraged with us. I thought we played really hard. I thought we played tough. When you consider we didn't have but three perimeter players dressed, I was playing four players at two guards and four players in the three hole. I thought we held on and played pretty hard. I don't think there's any doubt. Looks like to me we got to get better defensively. That's where it's at. But now, it's hard to be a really good defensive team when you don't have some of your best defensive players dressing out. It's hard to play a team that's got all of their players when you're short four players that you think is in your top eight rotation. I'm playing a lot of people tonight. I'm going to still cut. Now, who am I going to cut? I don't know. If you want to get a pool up in the media and pick it, it'll be fine with me.
Coach, it's got to be a source of comfort to see Renika having the type of game that she is having.
You know, I told him afterwards, I've always said this, Dick. Somebody else's misfortune is your opportunity. In other words, I had been telling Renika that she ought to hang around, get an opportunity, and step up and play. And she's got an opportunity, and she's played really well. That's an absolute plus, because I think that I still think the way that the thing is going down, you're still going to have to play more players, because the 24-second clock looks like to me everybody's up and down, and looked like to me it's transition defense and rebounding the ball. I'll tell you guys, we played a team tonight. I thought they had all the players. They were ready to play. I thought that we played a team tonight that could win this championship this year. They're one of a group of teams that I think can win it. I think they're talented enough. Swing Cash is back. But unlike in Washington, I thought we played and we competed. We did about all we could do tonight.
Does it bother you when you look at the figure for turnovers?
No, because it doesn't bother me, Dick, for one reason. I got Ange Stew that ain't practiced one day playing the three hole. I got Katie Christensen playing out of the two hole. I ended the game up with four post players and a guard. And that was not a point guard. Renika Hodges ain't never played the point in her life. So that really didn't bother me.
Coach, what is the health status of your injured player?
Here's what I see. Dominique Canty got hit on the top of her kneecap and just can't get it well. She does everything but cut. She says she's going to practice lightly and be ready to go by Friday. Tamika Dixon has had a hamstring pulled. I tried to tell her earlier in the training camp that she ought to ease up, but she was trying to impress, and that happened. You know Sancho's problem in Tina's foot. I'm just bound and determined I'm not going to bring her back too early. So now, am I going to be able to keep my sanity till I can get them back? Yeah, because I understand it. You don't lose two starters, another potential starter, and what you thought was going to be your backup post player. In other words, that's seven. That's four out of your top eight, worst case. And also, it's two and maybe three of your best defensive players. I'm hoping our defense will get a lot better when we get some of those players back, too. Dominique has been our best, been an outstanding defensive player. Tina's been really good and really, really smart defense. Hey, guys, we keep, and ladies, we keep playing players. I'll tell you this, mathematically, we play players tonight over 10 minutes, and three of them going to be cut. I don't know who they are yet.
And then what about the stocky?
We think right now she should be, she's probably getting pretty close to going, she's probably about another 2 hours from going over there and getting her visa and headed this way. Should get here Thursday at 1:20 is what we're thinking. We've had a little trouble getting that. She's been up there since Monday, but the action has been slow to come.